been another busy day for President Trump on his second full weekday in office. Trump signed executive actions that would advance the construction of two pipelines stopped by the Obama administration, the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline and the Keystone XL Pipeline.
We're going to renegotiate some of the terms, and if they'd like, we'll see if we can get that pipeline built. A lot of jobs, 28,000 jobs.
He said he'd name a Supreme Court nominee next week, and going into a meeting with the heads of U.S. car companies, Trump spoke about rolling back environmental regulations.
I'm going to have friends that want to build in the United States. They go many, many years, and then they can't get their environmental permit over something that nobody ever heard of before. And it's absolutely crazy. And I am, to a large extent, an environmentalist. I believe in it. But it's out of control.
Lots to talk about with Domenico Montanaro, NPR Politics editor. And Domenico, let's start with the news today about a Supreme Court nominee coming next week. Who's in the running? Do we know?
Well, you know, you might remember that back during the campaign, Donald Trump put out a list of some nominees. He later put out a secondary list that was a bit more diverse because it was criticized early on that it wasn't that that diverse. There are some folks from various benches. There are some names that have been floated. People like Keith Blackwell, Charles Kennedy, Neil Gorsuch, Mike Lee, the senator, Edward Mansfield. There are a whole list of names that we have on our website and we'll be looking at even more, but definitely conservatives.
Conservative people that would be replacing Antonin Scalia, and that seat has been vacant now for quite some time. What about the executive actions that we talked about that Trump signed today involving these pipelines? What did they accomplish?
Well, the pipeline projects do two things for Trump because this is all about energy and he can talk about energy jobs, but also about infrastructure. And that's, we know, a pet project, an idea of his counselor, Steve Bannon, in the White House, who believes that if Trump can get a big infrastructure bill through, that will help his popularity.
It's been reported that Trump will keep James Comey as FBI director. Do we know more about that? And of course, you know, we remember Comey was very much criticized for statements he made before the election about Hillary Clinton's emails.
Yeah, it's not surprising to me. This would do a couple things. It would smooth the transition. And even though Trump was critical of the FBI for not going after Hillary Clinton more strongly, remember Trump himself said that he doesn't think Hillary Clinton should face prosecution once he won. And Reince Priebus, Trump's chief of staff, was on ABC's This Week earlier this month and said that they have confidence in James Comey and that there are no plans to replace him.
Domenico, last night, Trump had dinner with a lot of the congressional leadership, and he apparently said something there, again, repeated this idea that millions of undocumented immigrants had illegally voted in the election. Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, said he sees no evidence of that. But what do you make of this and why Trump keeps saying this thing, which is not true?
Yeah. And Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, was also talking about this today and said that he thinks Trump undermines himself when he continues to talk about this. Like you said, there is no evidence of this. But it does speak to the fact that Trump continues to be obsessed with issues of his legitimacy.
Hmm. He's got a lot of nominees on Capitol Hill taking questions from senators to be confirmed. Do you think that any of them at this point look like they might not be confirmed, or are the senators likely to say yes to all of Trump's nominees?
They should all likely sail through. This is largely because Democrats changed the rules in 2013, meaning anything that is not a Supreme Court nominee or legislation is not subject to the 60-vote threshold to move a nominee to the floor. So they all just need a majority vote. They've got a majority of Republicans. Rex Tillerson, for example, seemed to be the one that maybe some Republicans would back away from. But we had Marco Rubio, John McCain both say that they would vote for him.
Trump signed an executive order yesterday implementing a federal hiring freeze. Gosh, there is a lot going on in these first few days. Mm-hmm. What are the implications of that?
Well, the military and security outfits are going to be exempt from that. So you'll likely see the military grow and the rest of the government shrink by attrition. So he had promised if people retire, he won't hire for those jobs. This has been a promise during his campaign, and he's likely to follow through on it here.
One more thing, Domenico. We heard today that House Speaker Paul Ryan has invited Trump to speak to a joint session of Congress on February 28th. Now, this is typical, right, of new presidents. They get invited by the Congress to come and speak to a joint session. What are you expecting?
This is usually like the State of the Union. So Donald Trump has been saying we have to make America great again, that there's significant, quote, carnage in the country when it comes to jobs. But what State of the Unions do that's different than inaugural addresses are supposed to be hopeful, forward-looking, inspirational in some ways. Trump's was more dark, but also laying out a framework for how he views the country. The State of the Union type address, this is the joint congressional address to Congress, right, not a State of the Union. He should lay out some specific policy agenda items of what his priorities are going forward.
And we'll be watching to see what happens on February 28th, but of course, a lot more before then. Domenico Montanaro, NPR Politics Editor, thanks.
Always a pleasure, Jeremy. Thank you.